Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway, who I hope is listening because I've always wanted to make sure Eric got a chance to hear my testimony. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications. Folks, it's getting rainy and the weather's getting worse. And if you have a roof and you have any questions, this is what you want to do. You want to call 760-743-8803. You want to talk to Eric or somebody in the office. You want to find out if your roof is all set to go. They do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. You can go to their website at excaliberroofing.com. You got to remember, all their estimates are free. Here's the deal. If you want a guy that is committed and believes that every time he's doing a roof, he's serving the Lord, you want to call Eric. 760-743-8803. That's exactly what he believes. That's probably why him and I get along so well. I love that. All right, so let's go back to the story, Robo Producer. I got to pick it up from Stuart and I being in the lower pit and me having a gun to my temple. All six bullets, by the way, without a doubt, were in the chambers. There was no empty chamber. Back then, they didn't do that. The gun was pulled to my temple. Stuart told him it was nice knowing him. I pull the gun up to my head, and I get ready to blow my brains out. And you know what I'm thinking in my mind is, so what? Big deal. Who cares? So I've got the gun up there, and I'm looking out, and I'm looking at the soccer field, like I told you, West Hills Junior High School. It's a big field about the size of a football field, maybe a little bigger, with an embankment that goes up about 25 feet, like right up to the edge, and then there's the lower pit where we were. I am probably 3 or 2 seconds away from pulling the trigger. As I'm looking out that direction, a car comes sailing straight up the embankment, 10, 12, now 14 feet straight up in the air, comes smashing down on the ground with the person hitting the gas, tread, the smell of rubber everywhere. 3 seconds later, another car straight up behind the first one. Same exact thing. Bam! Lands with this loud crash, burning rubber all the way. The one car is chasing the other car all the way to the front place, the front parking spot of the school to get out onto the main street. The first car beelines it, makes a right, gets out of there. The other car flips around, comes back. There's Stuart and I walking out from the bottom pit. I still have the gun against my temple while I'm walking. Stuart's walking right beside me. I will not use the language we used when we communicated with one another as to what was going on, but sufficient to say, we didn't say, what'd you think about that? You know, it was a little different. And so we're talking and we're walking and we walk up. The car slides and stops right by us. The two guys get out. It's the janitors of the school. Now, I'm not going to go into the justifications or non-justifications. Sufficient to say these were gentlemen that knew much about getting high and much about that process. And the guy looks at me with the gun hanging right on my temple. I still got the gun cocked. I'm ready to pull the trigger. He goes, "What you doing?" I said, "Oh, Stuart and I decided we're going to end our lives. I'm going first." He goes, "All right." Doesn't try and wrestle me. Doesn't try and do anything. Says, "Hey, before you do that, can I show you some things in the school?" I said, "What kind of things?" He said, "Well, I make posters. I make these black light posters. You guys like black lights?" I'm like, "Yeah, I like black lights." He goes, I make blacklight posters. I go, you make posters? Who makes posters? I thought you just ordered those things. He's like, no, I want you to come into school and see. Don't do anything. Just come into school. By the grace of God, I'm walking with this guy, him and his other janitor. They bring us into school. The third janitor there, also a guy that's kind of hip. And he is like, what is going on? The two janitors walk in. Stuart and I walk in behind them. I've got a gun pointed to my head. And they're like, it's like, you, I guess the only way to say it is they're probably thinking this is just from outer space. So they have a sit down and the guy pulls out, goes into his little closet thing area and pulls out these posters, starts showing me the posters. He goes, these are really cool. I'm like, they were really cool posters. I'm not kidding you. They were really cool posters. He goes, hey, he goes, Dave, I want to talk to you about this. Do me a favor, put the gun down for a second so I can just talk to you about this. So I go, okay. So I put the gun down. These guys talked us through and down the high. And they helped us make the decision not to take our lives. Now, if you think that the devil wasn't just drooling, and yet God, no other way, sends a car up an embankment right in front of me 3 seconds before I'm going to blow my brains out, and then sends another car, I get the impression it goes back to that passage, our God is a God who saves from the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Those guys talked us through, walked us through, brought us down. They had no idea who we were in the sense of anything that would happen in the future. They knew we went to the school. Those three janitors at West Hills Junior High School in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, God used those guys to save my life while Satan was trying to use the very drugs I had taken to kill me. But God said, no, not yet. And if not for those guys and not for that woman, Sarah, and you think about those two things, without that woman, Sarah, praying for me every day, without those guys being right there at that moment. I mean, they had to be driving before I pulled the gun up to my head. We had no conscious knowledge of anything going on until they hit that embankment. And you're thinking, but that's just, that almost sounds like charismatic. Really? Do you care about that stuff? That sounds charismatic? How about God just saved my life? Why don't we just roll with that? How about you try and find a theology and just stick it in whatever theology you want to? Who cares? How about this? Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. And God spared my life. Did I know any better? No. I was an idiot. I'm still an idiot. But I'm one that's been saved by God on more than one occasion. And he continually deserves my attention and my devotion. And to be quite honest, he deserves yours too. That's why I'm doing this show. Because I told him I'd do what he wants. This is what he wants. So I'm doing it. Hopefully, in some capacity, it's a blessing for you. We're going to break early, come back. I need to take a break from this if you don't mind, because it's draining me a little. But it's a fascinating story, every bit of it. Every ounce of it, true. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I have no idea what I'm going to tell you next. There's so many pieces. Let's just see what the Lord does.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
He eats carbon monoxide for lunch with a side salad, and he recycles his oil and oil filter together. The Green Guy and County of San Diego Recycling want to remind you that every day is Earth Day. Remember to always recycle your oil and oil filter together.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery." So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now, I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... my handle. There we go. My handle. Okay. What do you think, Robo Producer? Pretty intense stuff or what?
My mind's still blown. I'm still kind of soaking it all in.
You should live the life. Ay. People are saying, what's wrong with you? Sit down. I'll tell you. It's like I can just tell you. I can do this all day long. Here's the thing. So I've covered now. I have 10 points. This is what I call God's testimony in my life, the beginning. Then I have Dave's testimony in life, part two. I've not written part three or four. But just so you can know, I've only done 1, 2, 3 of the first 10.
Wow.
Actually, I did 4. I actually added that one in there. Okay.
And we're going to till 6 o'clock tonight, right?
See, here's the funniest part about this. I can tell you other stories. Now, those are definitely the most dramatic because that's, you know, come on.
I was just telling you during the break that last one, seconds before you're about to pull the trigger, the way that whole thing transpired, it's like right out of a movie.
Yeah, 3 seconds. I mean, there are 3 seconds. I mean, if. I mean, it's just like... I'm telling you, if it had been any delay whatsoever, you wouldn't be hearing my voice.
Wow.
I mean, it just wouldn't have happened. You know, as it got to the point, and keep in mind now, and I want to make sure that people don't get confused because there's so much story to tell. I'm not trying to confuse anybody. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands. What happened was I became a Christian when I was 16 and change. That's what I call it. And this event happened when I was younger, but God, there's no question he saved my life. And then saving my life when I was one, Sarah saved my life. But then again, she was always there praying for me, always praying for me, even during that event. She had, was still in the house working for us and praying for me and Billy and Lori. So these are just things that happened in my life that are undeniable elements that came as part of the formation. Remember when Captain Kirk said, I don't want to get rid of all the things in my past because they make me who I am and so on and so forth? There's a lot
he
of that.
He needs his pain.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that in the sense that I'm not going to forget what happened to me. I'm not going to forget that because it's what the Lord used to bring me to certain places. And so I guess I'm just going to keep going with this. If somebody minds and you got to change the channel, I get it. And then I promise I'm going to try and do this thing on nursery rhymes, which is super duper duper funny. But this next element was also kind of a big part of my life. And I think it was the moment. See, when I first became a Christian, when you first became a Christian, were you just totally on fire, or was it a little bit of fire insurance? Just a little. Was it? I mean, for
I think it's in some respect for most Christians. I think there's a little bit of it there because you're like, okay, hey, it's cool. It's like no matter what I do, it's like I'm saved. I'm going up. But then as I kind of got into it more, it was like, well, I need to, please God. Does this please God? Does this please God? And that, just, for me, just kind of went away.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm going to share it. And if it doesn't, I just hope it's a blessing for somebody. So when I first got saved, I didn't go to a church anywhere. I didn't have any denominational upbringing. First of all, I was born and raised Jewish, for those that don't remember. So I didn't have any, you should go to the Baptist, you should go to the Pentecostals, you should go to Lutherans, Methodists, or you should go to the Catholic Church, you should go to the Mennonite Church, you should go to the Episcopalian Church. I'm like, what? It's like, I didn't know. I mean, there was no first church for the Jewish dudes. they didn't have one. If they had one, somebody forgot to tell me. So when I first got saved, when I first accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and for those that are wondering in the theology, and I know you are, I not one time doubted that Jesus Christ was the Son of God when I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I did use it as fire insurance. I admit that. I mean, the Lord knows it's true. I would never deny that. I'd be denying my interaction with God. I did. But I did the strangest thing. You want to hear the weirdest thing that somebody is not supposed to do that I did? I was talking to my wife about it the other day. I would come home after I would be involved in some kind of libation. I had already accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, no question. But this is what I did every night. Ready? I picked up my Good News Bible. Oh, you can't get saved using the Good News. Okay, whatever, Joe Biden. But I picked up my Good News Bible, and I read Galatians or Romans. And I kept reading Galatians or Romans every night. No matter what I did, no matter how bad a shape I was in, I kept reading Galatians and Romans. Isn't that bizarre? You know what I liked about the Good News Bible? They had the little stick figures. So they were little cartoons. So I thought, oh, that's cool. So I would read it, and I would read it, and I would read it. And one time when I began to realize the futility of my existence, the way I was going, I asked the Lord a question. For those of you that don't believe in this, don't believe in it. I asked him, I just said one thing, and I'm just curious if you have ever felt this way or if I'm like the only Christian that's ever felt this way. I asked the Lord, I said, am I going to make it? Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah, you and I have talked about that before, and I think for the most part, and there's always exceptions, but as a Christian, when you ask yourself that question, you've already answered your question.
That's
because
true.
Because if you didn't care, right, you wouldn't be saved.
You wouldn't be saved. So I asked God, and that's right. I believe in that theology. I believe that really, it's really evident in Hebrews chapter 12 is really evident there. But let me just say this. I asked the Lord, am I going to make it? Am I going to get through this? Because I didn't know how far to self-destruct I was going. And I had a dream that night. It's like, oh, God doesn't speak in dreams. Okay, well, not to you. Congratulations. Sorry. You know what I hate about saying that? Sorry, God didn't give you one. It's such a terrible thing to say. It's so mean. But anyway, I had a dream where I was standing in a throne room next to a king. A king had his arm around my shoulder, and he was showing me all the events in my life. And he said, here's where you did this, and here's where you did this, and here's where you did this. He goes, but here's where you accepted my son, and that's why you're here. And I remember waking up from that dream thinking, I gotta find my way to the Lord. I gotta get to the Lord. I gotta be in the Lord. I gotta get out of this other stuff. I got to get away from this. And I'll tell you about that story. We might talk about that later on, but maybe not today. But I'll tell you one thing about the grace of God. When you really need him to put your arm around you, he's there. And he will put his arm around you. And maybe you haven't felt it for a while. Maybe it's been a really long time. You're a Christian and you're just feeling like, man, it's been so long since I've had a good encounter with God. Here's my response. He didn't move. God didn't move. Okay? The filter is not bad on the heavenly side of life. The filter is only bad on our side. Okay? If you really are hungry for the Lord, you need some touch, you need some love, besides fellowship, which is a fabulous place to get it on a regular basis. If you just need some personal with the Lord, reach out to him, man. Reach out to him. Talk to him. I just asked him for that one. Who knows why I got that dream? I've never forgotten that dream. I can tell you right now, I've shared that dream with certain people, and they've broken down and cried and wept, and we've wept together because God loves us. In spite of our stupidness and our sin, he loves us. And that's that one line. I just want to repeat that, and we'll take a break. You did this, you did this, you did this. But here's where you accepted my son, Jesus Christ. And that's why you're here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, I'm going to take a little break from the testimony. I'm going to have to talk to you about something much more serious. Nursery rhymes. Don't go anywhere.
And tell me just what you see.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Is reaching your community important to your church? Rock Church is hosting an outreach summit for churches that want to be powerful in the area of outreach. They offer hands-on training for church leaders, staff, and those involved with finances, technology, and marketing. The Do Something Church Summit will show you how to analyze your city's needs, develop volunteers and ministries, and work with city leaders. You'll have access to tech-based tips, tools and resources, and leave with a customized plan to mobilize your church. Pastor Miles McPherson, author of Do Something, Make Your Life Count, founded Rock Church in 2000. Since 2009, the church has provided over 960,000 volunteer hours, saving the city of San Diego over $16 million. The summit is November 7th and 8th at Rock Church in San Diego. Mention K-Praise for a $10 discount. Go to www.dosomethingchurch.org for videos, testimonies, and more.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market a little bit lower today as some concern over European economic forecast drove the market down. The Dow was down about 21 points today at 15,618. The NASDAQ actually up a few points at 3936 on the high techs, and the S&P down about 5 points at 1762. It turned out to be a trading market on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement plans in place, please give me a call. That's the kind of work that I do for my clients every day. Rollovers, IRS 401ks, retirement income planning and analysis. Call me for your free consultation right here with me in my Mission Valley offices, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. Don't forget to ask me about my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call me, 800-727-PLAN.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call
call 760-745-8105.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This con man took away my pain. You know, the pain and guilt can't be taken away with a wave of a magic wand. They're the things we carry with us, the things that make us who we are. If we lose them, we lose ourselves. I don't want my pain taken away. I need my pain.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. What do I got? How many? I got like 4 minutes, 3 minutes. I got this transition. 5 minutes. Listen to this. I didn't read this before. I'm going to read it now. you've never heard this before, read on the air before. This still has to do with my testimony, but this is lightening up quite a bit. This is something that I wrote 23 years, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. I wrote this 23 years, 6 months, and 1 day ago. That's that. That's how accurate this is. Ready? This is called my pre-bio. What's a pre-bio? I don't know. I made the word up. Just listen. Okay, it's very funny. It's about before I came to the earth. Ready? So let's take a deep breath, okay? And no, there's no theology in this. It's funny, remember? There was a great stillness in the throne room. The time was approaching. No angel dared speak above a whisper. The master was watching carefully. Months of waiting were coming to an end. December 3rd, 1961, and almost 9:19 a.m. Nowelski spoke softly to his closest companion, Lopchiver. It's almost time. Yes, this has been one of our tougher cases. Why do you think these ones are so stubborn? It's in their nature. Well, maybe so, but I'm just glad to have this one just about over. What a pain. Have you ever heard such questions in all your life? What's my last name going to be? Are they wealthy? Will I have brothers and sisters? Do we live in a nice neighborhood? Do I have a big nose? Can I be a tax attorney? Will there be real corned beef? Are they wealthy? With that, the master looked over at Nowelski, raising his finger to his lips. He motioned for Nowelski to be quiet. Sorry, sir, he mumbled. It's time, proclaimed the master. Bring forth the child. With that command, all the hosts of heaven jumped for joy. The waiting is over, they shouted. Now the child begins his earthly journey. Almost 100 years of peace we will have. 100 years. Thank God. What happens after the 100 years? Asked a new angel. Well, then he comes back, answered Nowelski. At that thought, 10,000 angels joined together. In unison, like a choir, they whined. Oy vey. That's my pre-bio. How's that?
Dave, I've read some bios in my life. Pre-bio or non-pre-bio, that is perhaps the funniest bio I have ever heard. That's great stuff.
He comes back. Oy. Don't you love that stuff? This is the best part about radio. Where else could you do that? You can't do anywhere. You can't do that anywhere. All right. Make sure I'm true to my word. I want to make sure we get a couple things in. We're going to talk about our history next segment. Plus, I'm going to actually probably try and do a DDD, maybe a piece of news. There's a bad piece of news from Google I'm not happy about. But I'm a kinder, softer, gentler Dave. So it's okay. But before we get to that, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about some of the nursery rhymes. And we're going to cover this in this segment and in the next segment. In case you don't know what the nursery rhymes are, they're rhymes that we give our kids as they grow up. These are the moral lessons that we teach them. So let's start off with the very first one. Ready? You've heard me talk about this before, but it's a classic. Ready? Here we go. This is what we're teaching our children at a young age. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack, jump over the candlestick. Jack jumped high. Jack jumped low. Jack jumped over and burned his toe. Let's talk about Jack be nimble. We're going to have time to talk about. Let's talk about Jack. You ready? Here we go. Ready? Jack, not be going to the Olympics. Jack can barely get over a candlestick. Wait, in fact, Jack can't get over a candlestick. He jumps over a candlestick and burns his toe. Jack should seek another profession, like theater or something, because there's no way Jack is going into sports. Jack is not very quick, not very nimble. Dude can't make 6 inches off the ground. Jack must weigh 395 pounds. That's what I'm going with. What do you think of that? We're teaching our kids, hey, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Can't even get over a candlestick. Impressive. Is that, that's, I want this guy doing the Olympic gold jump or the long jump. What do you think? How do you think he'll do? How about the pole vaulting? What do you think? Jack be nimble. Jack didn't even get 6 inches off the ground. Jack could fall forward and make 6 inches. Come on. Right? This is what we're teaching our
Jack
kids.
Jack shouldn't quit his day job.
Jack should not quit his day job.
No.
This is not the Jack Bauer that we know. This is Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, and Jack should just sit down and shut up. That's what I think. How's that? But that's me being softer, kinder, and gentler. Don't you think? Wait, let me add this to it, you know, because I want to make sure everybody knows. That's funny. Okay. Do I got to take a break? I'm going to come back with Alan's joke. We're going to take a break. Come back. I got a joke from one of our listeners. I think we're going to tell it. So, Alan, if you're listening, your joke's going to be on the air. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Believe me, you don't want to go anywhere.
Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Bethel Seminary Preview Night is Monday, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register online at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
So your child is enrolled in school but having a difficult time, and you're considering a Christian school. We have great news for you. KPRZ still has Christian school tuitions available for 50% off right now for the current school year. All K through 12 tuitions are now less than $4,000 for the year. Some are as low as $2,300. See the list of Christian schools at kprz.com. Quantities limited. New students only. Go to kprz.com, keyword school.
A new trend is sweeping through American churches. 58% are leaving the church by age 29. The light that burned bright is being snuffed.
Who said your light was little?
Come and see with new eyes who you really are. Join New York Times bestselling author Ted Decker on Wednesday, November 13th for a free one-night event about you, hosted by C3 Church. Never before has Ted spoken so personally about our true nature in Christ as illustrated in his new novel, Outlaw. No ticket required. Doors open at 6 with book signing to follow. For more details, visit theoutlawtour.com. Join Ted Decker live at C3 Church on November 13th. Read Outlaw and see who you really are. Available everywhere books are sold.
The real estate collapse that began in 2008 hurt a lot of hardworking people in San Diego, and some people are still feeling the effects to this day. We all now understand how important it is to have an experienced real estate professional on our team before making a decision to buy or sell a home. In San Diego, the stakes are too high for anything less. Nick Alamedine with Premier Homes is someone you can trust for advice about your real estate. Just call 858-455-6000 858-400-8700 today for a free consultation and neighborhood analysis. That's 858-455-6700. 858-455-6700 to speak with real estate broker Nick Alamedine with Premier Homes, someone you can trust to help you with all your real estate needs in San Diego. 858-455-6700. That's 858-455-6700.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Kind of a pretty interesting show, huh? Kind of went all over the place with this one today, didn't we?
But, great show. Yeah, great radio.
I mean, I think it was really good radio. I do think that, and I do think that's important. All right, so we had a listener write in a joke, and you can't buzz or gong a listener.
Nope, can't do it.
Can't do it.
Against the rules.
You have to follow the rules. So here it is. So this was sent by Alan. I'm just going to tell you the basis of the joke here, and then if you think it's funny, you can laugh. And if it's not, you can try and get mad at me, but it's Alan's joke. Okay, here we go. A very wealthy believer was on his deathbed and was praying to God, thanking him for such a wonderful life. He also asked him if he could take some of his wealth with him, since he was so extremely generous with it. And God agreed, so the guy was buried with a suitcase full of gold bullion. When he got to the pearly gates, St. Peter said, "What's this? There ain't no carrying on." The gentleman explained his approved request, so St. Pete confirmed it and said, "Okay, but I have to inspect it first." Well, St. Pete opened up the suitcase and took a look. He looked up at the gentleman with a puzzled look on his face, and he said, "You brought pavement?" Get it? You brought pavement? See, because the streets are gold.
It's actually very good.
It's a pretty good joke. Good job, Alan. All right. Woo! Wow. I don't know, Alan. I don't know what you paid Robo Producer, but it must have been pretty good because...
Spoon!
Not to be outdone, there's always a couple stories, but you know, I'm a softer, kinder, gentler Dave. So before I get to the story, I do want to make sure we get the history in because there are a couple important pieces of history for people to know. Today is the world record for 106 hours of belly dancing.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I don't even know why I read that.
There's
no reason in the universe to read that. 1994, by the way, I watched this match. At 45 years of age, George Foreman became the oldest heavyweight champion when he knocked out Michael Moore in the 10th round of their WBA fight in Las Vegas. Here was the great thing. I actually taught a sermon on this boxing match.
You did?
I did. And here's why. And I'm going to tell you why. This is such a great story. It's a true story. Okay.
You have me fascinated.
Okay. So now George Foreman, he's a believer. He's not the same faith as everybody, but he's a believer, has some ups and downs, whatever. He's fighting Michael Moore. Now, most people don't know Michael Moore. Michael Moore, dude, is tough. Okay. They're fighting. And for 9 rounds, George Foreman's face looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid that is losing earpieces and hairpieces and headpieces with every punch. Michael Moore hit him in the face, I'd say 95 times. And George Foreman's face was beginning to melt. It was, and I'm starting to feel bad for the guy because it's like, oh my gosh, he's older. Now he's 45, so to me, you know, that's still young. But he's older, and Michael Moore is just thrashing him. They get in the 10th round. There's no way this is going to get any better. George Foreman only has one great punch and has only thrown it once every 4 or 5 years. But he threw it in that fight. And with one punch, Michael Moore was stunned and literally out. One punch.
Oh, when he throws it, he throws it.
My point in using that as a sermon, you think, how do you use that as a sermon? Because it only takes the Lord one punch. You could be getting beaten up for 9.5 rounds. Your face can look like a cabbage patch doll. The enemy can be winning every round on points and in every capacity, but it only takes one punch to knock a guy out.
Amen.
And to win the title. And that's all the Lord needs in your life. Just that one moment to go, bam, and the fight is over. Now, isn't that great? That's a great great analogy. And everybody who was there at the church totally understood what I was talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by knockout, the heavyweight champion of the world.
There you go. Nice play on that one. Also to let you know, 1946, John F. Kennedy began his political career at age 29. 29, that's how old my son is. 1971, the Los Angeles Lakers became the longest winning streak in the history of pro sports. They won 33 consecutive games. That's a lot. And then in 1988, the Beach Boys hit number one in the United States with Kokomo. Remember the Kokomo song? That's an oldie but a goodie, right? If you remember that song, better than that, if you remember John F. Kennedy getting into politics, you're old. It's okay to be old. I'm just saying you're old. Here's my big story. See, because it's a nicer, softer, kinder, gentler. Did I say that before? But I got to hurry it up because I still got these nursery rhymes I got to do. Here's the deal. You didn't hear this story, but you're hearing it from me right now, coming out of the UK, breaking today. Google. Everybody say Google. Google. Google aims to replace car dashboard buttons. Did you hear this? They are aiming to replace car dashboard buttons. Listen to this. With Minority Report hand gestures. Do you remember the movie Minority Report where Tom Cruise is moving his hand and it's doing all this stuff and all the stuff on the computer is moving with his hand and how they've used that in all these movies since then? In Minority Report, he puts his hand up, the screen comes, and he goes like this, it changes page. Here's the only problem that Google is not anticipating, which I can tell them right now. I'm not an expert in Google technology, but you know what I am an expert in? Driving on California freeways. So watch this. I want you to imagine that you are driving and somebody behind you is using hand signals to control their dashboard buttons, and you're seeing that in your rearview mirror. And the person's going like this, is this, they're going up, they're down, and you're thinking they're talking to you. See, this is what Google is not anticipating. Apparently, those guys don't actually drive on the freeway. They all get limos or choppers or something. If you're driving on the freeway and the guy behind you is making 9,000 hand movements consistently, you're thinking he's talking to me. That's what you're thinking. And then, depending on what the gesture is, if somebody does a gesture like they're turning something up and you use your hand and you squeeze it all away and your thumb goes up, they could be telling you, pull out a plum. And I think that's a bad thing because that could get somebody very angry and people can get upset. So I don't think giggle. Well, I hope I make the 24 years. I don't think that giggle... That's their new name, Giggle. They're not Google, they're Giggle. I'm hoping that Google can figure out that just by using self-hand motions in California, somebody's going to pull out a pistol. That's a bad idea. I think this is not a good idea. I think the voice command stuff's fine because it looks like people are singing. But hand gestures, Yikes. That's exactly. Oh, am I worried about that? A little. All right. What do I got? Like a minute? Because I got to do this one thing. See, I only did one story, and it wasn't even that bad. Okay. So I got 1 minute. Ready? All right. My favorite of all. We've done this before, but I love it so much I have to do it again. Three blind mice. See how they run. They all run after the farmer's wife. What? Who cut off their tail with a carving knife. What? Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice? First of all, let's talk about how pathetic this one is that we teach our kids. Three blind mice. See how they run. Poorly. They run poorly. That's how they run. They can't even see where they're going. But somehow they're running after the farmer's wife, which tells you there's some bizarre scenario going on there that they're figuring out how to track her down, which is even more bizarre that she cuts off their tails. Is it that bizarre?
I think they're actually pretending to be blind, Dave. I think it's all a ruse.
You will not have to change your doctor or your policy. Period. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a lie. That wasn't blind. I get those mixed up. I'm working on it, folks. I'm working on it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our top 10 favorite stories from the David Spoon Experience over the last 12 months. Hey, only 24 more years of this and you'll be done. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
There's a place called Kokomo.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
He recycled everything. Even his steely looks. His dive partner is a great white, and he recycles his oil and oil filter together. The Green Guy reminds you, recycling your oil and oil filter together is easy with hundreds of free local drop-off locations from the County of San Diego Recycling.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023. Our church in Lake San Marcos is pastored by Steve Beret, a successful Christian comedian and teaching minister who has taught his popular Bible for Dummies class for over 10 years. Steve's gift for making the Bible easy to understand is a wonderful blessing to people who previously had trouble understanding God's Word. Here's Pastor Steve.
Well, we name the church Our Church, like the time, Our, because we want people to know that they can come in on a Sunday morning and they can sit down and learn from the Word of God, like an appointment with God's Word. We even give our scripture references out and handouts to everyone to look up after they leave, and we don't have a whole lot of bells and whistles. We just teach directly from the Word of God. We even cover topics that our congregation requests, like what is Islam, what is Scientology, and what does the Bible say about heaven. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. We're at the beautiful Lake House Resort in Lake San Marcos. We meet at 10:30 every Sunday, and you can go to our website for more information. It's ourchurch.org. That's H-O-U-R, ourchurch.org. And we'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market a little bit lower today as some concern over European economic forecasts drove the market down. The Dow was down about 21 points today at 15,618. The Nasdaq actually up a few points at 3936 on the high techs, and the S&P down about 5 points at 1762. It turned out to be a trading market on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement plans in place, please give me a call. That's the kind of work that I do for my clients every day. Rollovers IRS 401ks, retirement income planning and analysis. Call me for your free consultation right here with me in my Mission Valley offices, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. Don't forget to ask me about my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call me, 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I kind of wish the Tigers were in the World Series and would have won it. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. And everybody knows I use Twitter just to post on Facebook. I'm not the smartest guy, you know, but I got some things going in the brain. People have asked, and I probably will talk about maybe some more elements of the testimony. I just can't do it today because we don't have enough time. But I did think it would be worthwhile to give her our top 10 list of the top 10 stories of the year and then let robo-producer say yes, no, maybe, because he's the one of the best responders to top 10 lists. So you ready, robo-producer? You feeling
Let's
confident?
Let's do it, David.
All right, so the first one I said, now these are the top 10 stories that we came across. They're not the big serious stories, like Professor X said, you surviving. That was a nice story for another year. That's good. But here's the number 10.
Are we starting at number 10 and then counting down?
Correct. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. United Nations targeting hemorrhoids.
Yeah, that was a classic.
Yeah, that was United Nations targeting hemorrhoids. Remember they were going after, hemorrhoids. Number 9, Thanksgivuka.
You know,
Thanksgivuka.
Really, yeah. And what was the other name you had for it?
I can't tell you the other name. I can only tell you that name because if I say it wrong, I'll get in trouble. I'm trying to keep it straight here. Number 8, dolphins are non-human, human people too.
Flipper would be proud.
Oh, that was. I'm not sure about that. I don't know how to do that story. It's like they're people, non-people too. What? I can't figure that out. Number 8. Number 7, and I think you like this one. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Oh, this is number 6. Right. 10, 9, 8. This is 7. The lard is good to me.
You know what? It really is.
The lard is good to me. I'm still working on the Johnny Appleseed thing. The lard is good to me. The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from? Okay. National Johnny Appleseed Day. The lard is good to me.
See?
See? I'm still working through that. Next one. No guns allowed in this area. The ones that have all the signs. And then the people come in there with guns. And since nobody else has a gun, they can just rob the place.
Safety first, David.
Who's thinking? I don't know. The joke, and I don't remember if you remember when we did this joke. We did this one joke. Besides the joke we opened with, what did the one mime say to the other? Here, let me tell the joke. Ready? What did the one mime say to the other?
What?
Isn't
I got
that
it.
Funny?
I got it this time. Why I remember is because last time I was waiting and waiting. I was like, David, tell the joke.
That's it for right there.
So yes, that's good.
Number 4. Park bench on the moon. They wanted to put a. Now that's a real story. They wanted to put a park
See,
bench
stuff
on the
like
moon.
That you think would be made up. That's exactly
Can't
why it's in the
it
top
up.
10 because it's so outlandish.
Can't
but
make it up.
Yeah, it's not fake.
Just trying to think. I'm envisioning somebody taking care of the moon park. I think that's
got to be a heck of a salary.
Right, they gotta get the rocks out in front of the bench. Number 3, invisible skyscraper. Wait, don't forget the invisible skyscraper where they forgot to build the elevators.
That's right.
That's right. And it's not only invisible, it's uninhabitable. Oh, that's good, too. The number 2 story of all time for the whole last year, no soccer balls for soccer.
Just envision these players walking up and down, kicking imaginary balls.
I think it's a goal. that wasn't a goal. I scored the goal. No, you didn't. I scored the goal. I saw it go in the net. No, you didn't. I mean,
creates more problems than it actually is
worth. I don't know. And then the number one story on the David Spoon Experience over the last 52 weeks, Captain Crunch is not a captain. He's only a commander.
You chose well, David.
I think I chose well on that one. That was the most devastating story of the year. Because Captain Crunch, not a captain, just a commander.
A mere colonel.
A Portuguese captain at that, because the Navy identified his uniform. So.
Think, McFly. Think.
Okay. I would say that was a pretty interesting show. What do you think?
That was a great show.
That was a lot of fun.
Be in the top 10 list for next year.
Could be in the top 10 list for next year.
Don't worry. We only have 24 more of these to do.
24 of these
24
shows.
Years worth.
Yeah, that's all right. It's no big deal. We can get it done. Well, I don't know why, because with God, we can do anything.
Alexa.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I want to thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Taking a 22-hour break, I want to thank all the people that have helped me, including RoboProducer, RoboPaul, Heather Lloyd, Professor X, and Ohio State Ron. You're all a blessing. God bless everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Speed.